Warning, this one's kind of gross unless you have a foot fetish. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories, a mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of the show where we read you the Florida man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida man like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this week, our email comes from Plants Park Patty. She sent an email that says the subject line was just enjoy. And she says, it's no wonder you have a running and successful podcast. Florida never runs out of materials. Okay, off to work. Have a great weekend, guys. Patty.
All right, this one comes to us from my favorite website for stories, The Smoking Gun. Florida man awoke to find an intruder sucking on his toes. A 20-year-old Florida man awoke last Tuesday to discover a male intruder at the foot of his bed sucking on his toes, according to a Florida police report.
What the fuck?
Investigators say the victim was sleeping in his bedroom when the suspect somehow entered the locked Bradenton residence on December 24th.
Merry Christmas!
When the victim awoke around... And that ain't Santa Claus. When the victim awoke around 3:30 a.m., his toes were in the creepy stranger's mouth. Ugh. The victim asked the suspect what he was doing. Assuming that he was about to be robbed, the victim declared that he didn't have any money. The suspect told him he was there to suck toes. The victim who was...
I ain't here to rob you.
I just want to suck your toes.
I'm just going to steal your dignity.
The victim who was alone at the residence began throwing punches at the intruder, forcing him out of the house and into the yard. As he was being driven from the home, the suspect told the victim he had a gun and then attempted to fondle the victim's genital area.
Nope.
However, a gun was never seen during the altercation, police noted. After striking the intruder in the face for approximately 30 seconds, the victim ran back inside the house and dialed 911. At this point, the suspect punched out the glass on the home's front window.
Jesus.
And climbed atop the victim's car, stomping on the windshield until it broke.
Well, this dude had to be on something.
The suspect fled before police arrived, and a canine track was unable to locate the intruder, who was bloodied by punches thrown by the victim. Police used DNA swabs to collect blood evidence left on the victim. The intruder, the victim told TSC, was a black male between the ages of 20 and 25 who was bald-shaven and about 5'11 and 160. The victim said he hurt his hands beating up the intruder, who caused in excess of $1,000 in damage to the residence and the automobile. Cops have not arrested anyone in connection with the home invasion, which they classified as a felony burglary with assault and battery and a felony criminal mischief.
So, if you live in the Bradentucky area and you know a 20 to 25-year-old black dude who's bald, about
likes
5'11",
to suck toes.
And likes to suck toes. And he showed up to Christmas dinner with his face all fucked up.
Yeah.
Might want to call the Bradenton cops.
Oh, that is jacked up. All right. That's our list of stories for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like to cover on the Quickie Show, or whether it's in your local news or a personal story for some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a bed in Bradentucky.
As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida man, Florida man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside, it's Florida man. Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Since this is the first episode of the new year, I went through and just wanted to see if there were any other holidays that we're going to release episodes on this year. And so I looked at all the holidays that fall on a Tuesday or a Friday. There's quite a few this year. So there's Valentine's Day. So we need to come up with a Valentine's Day themed episode. St. Patrick's Day, Good Friday. Cinco de Mayo is on a Tuesday this year. Independence Day is on a Saturday, but it's observed on Friday the 3rd. Your birthday, my birthday. Election Day, that's a Tuesday. Black Friday is on a Friday.
It usually is.
Hence the name. Yeah. And Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Like last year it was Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So we're going to have a few scheduling conflicts, I think, this year.
Really?
Yeah. The preceding podcast is copyright 2019 by Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.